Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chof Vav, Shabbos 26, and today's Daf Yomi, we begin on the bottom of Chof Hey Amud Beis of 25b with the following brayse. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Ein Madlikin Bitzari, that a person is not allowed to light the Shabbos candles with balsamic oil on Shabbos. What's the reason why they can't use the sap from the balsam to light on Shabbos? My Taima says, Rabba Mitoch Shericho Nodif, because the balsam oil has a very beautiful smell, and so therefore we're concerned, Gzera Shamei Stabik Mimeno, a person might come to want to use the oil for a different reason, for a fragrance, and whatever reason he wants to use it, or maybe to use it as oil on his hands or something. It's a good perfume, and so therefore we're going to prohibit it, because we know that if you take oil from an existing candle or existing flame, then you're going to be in violation of the prohibition of Shabbos of extinguishing a flame, and so therefore it's not going to be permitted. So therefore, you're not allowed to use it. Amrulay Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabba, Lema Mar Neshu Af. Abaye says, let me give you a different reason. What's the reason? Because the reason why it's prohibited is because when it's lit, it's going to it's dangerous, because the flame is can attach to the walls of the house, and therefore we're concerned that maybe you're gonna put the house on fire, and because a person's gonna be overly concerned that he's gonna put the house on fire, he's gonna be more likely to put it out in advance, and then he's gonna be in violation of the prohibition of extinguishing. So Tosfos immediately questions that. Well, if that's the case, then it should be prohibited during the week as well. And so Tosfos doesn't understand Abaye's answer. So the Tosfos HaRosh answers that it's not so dangerous, but therefore during the week he's not going to be overly concerned. Only on Shabbos he's going to be more concerned, and he's going to be just as concerned during the week, but on Shabbos we have a greater degree of likelihood that he's going to come to extinguish it. So for that reason, it should also be prohibited on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Chadav Aud Kamar. Yes, indeed, both explanations are true. Chadav Neshuaf, one reason not to use the balsamic oil is because it's highly flammable and therefore very dangerous. Va'od Gzera Shami Estapik, and because it's dangerous, you'll be more likely to put it out even when you don't need to. And the second explanation, excuse me, is because Gzera Shami Estapik Mimenu. We're concerned you might take something from it and use it on the Shabbos itself. So in this context, the Gemara says, let me show you a story about how flammable the balsamic oil is. So Ahi Chamasa Davi Sanya L'Kal Asa. It was unfortunate, but there was a mother-in-law who hated her daughter-in-law so much. Amrua, so she said something terrible to her. She said, Zili Kashit B'Mishcha Dafarsima. Go use this balsamic oil to make your perfume yourself. She gave her bad advice. She told her to do it. Azla v'yikshit. So this daughter-in-law went and she used the balsamic oil, and she did it as a perfume. Kiasas. And when the daughter-in-law came back with all the fragrance on her, Amrla zil isli sharga. The mother-in-law said, go light this flame. Azla asla shraga. So then the daughter-in-law went and lit the flame. Inpach banura v'achalta. And a spark went out from the flame, and it struck the daughter-in-law, and she burnt because she was very perfumed with this highly flammable perfume. And that's the danger of the perfume. In this context, the Gemara tells us about the balsamic oil. So it says that there's a verse in Jeremiah, in chapter 52, verse 16, when it was describing the destruction of the first temple and the exile of Nebuzaradan, it says, Umidalos aretz hishir Nebuzaradan rav tabachim lekormim oyogfim. And so for the poorest of the land, Nebuzaradan, who was the captain of the guard, he left it over for the kormim and the yogvim. Now, kormim and yogvim, we would think that the kormim are really the ones who typically speaking gather the grapes from the vines, and the yogvim are the ones who squeeze out the grapes from the vines. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that that's the explanation, because why would he specifically have to leave the Jewish people for that, the poorest people? He could have got that job from other people. It didn't have to be Jews. So it must have been something that was connected to the land of Israel, and that he needed them to do, something specifically connected to what went on in the land of Israel. And so for this reason, the Gemara says, what are the work of the Kormim and the Yogvim? So Kormim, what are these Kormim? Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Melakdei Afar Simon. These are the people who gather up the balsam, Me'ein Gedi V'ad Ramata. The Kormim are the ones who gather up the balsam from Ein Gedi until Ramata, and Yogvim, Elu The Yogvim, these are the ones, what do? They are the ones who tsayade chilazon, that they squeeze out the snail, the chilazon, for which they use from its blood to make the tcheles. Misulamos shel tzor v'ad chefa, from the highest point of the city tzor, until Haifa. And so this is the idea that's the idea of balsamic oil. And the Vuzaradon left behind the people who were experts in balsamic oil, the poorest people, so that they could provide for the Romans. But going back to the story of the mother-in-law doing such a nasty thing to the daughter-in-law, so Rabbeinu Avraham Saba explains that it's in his commentary on Ruth that this was the greatness of Naomi and her kindness to Ruth, because it's very often the case that the mother-in-law has some resentment to the daughter-in-law because the mother-in-law is the one who raised her son and she gave up her life for him, and then she sees this other woman and taking over her role, and so there is it's typical and normal for mother-in-law to have some resentment for her daughter-in-law, and so therefore that shows the greatness of Naomi, that she was the opposite with respect to her daughter-in-law Ruth. And for this reason, and the Shelos Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden says, yeah, that this animosity is really only when they're living together. But so that's why he recommends that they shouldn't be living together, because if not living together, there'll be less animosity between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.